So you weren't here last week. You were off doing, you know, Valentine's Day things.
I was. Yes.
And I, so first of all, Ari, I don't know where to start from this. First of all, I got a tongue lashing, an absolute tongue lashing, Adam, from Big Fatty. Big Fatty. When I talked to Big Fatty this past week, he's like, so Shader's the only single person you know? And I was just, you know, like, you know what, Fatty? It's like, we live stream like after your bedtime anyway. It's not like you would be on the show. He's like, all right,
there are people who are titillated and appalled at tongue lashings from Big Fatty. That's all I have to say about that.
It was kind of, yeah, it's pretty much what you would expect. Anyway, yeah, so I got a tongue lashing from Fatty on, you know, saying that Steve the Seder was the only single person that I know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
There are people who are titillated and appalled.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2110 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got some so-so questions, and I've got some splaining to do. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, banjo bandas. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your banjo bandas today, because y'all, I don't know what it is with Big Fatty and the banjo band, but y'all, the new banjo band... Yeah, it just looks different, and I can't figure out how some things work on it. And obviously, if you listen to yesterday's Big Fatty, who the hell do you think listened to you? Well, I don't know, but somebody did. There were some downloads. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I couldn't get... I did like I always do with the ducking, and what the ducking is when like I have music that starts and then it goes down and then it comes back up. That's the ducking is where that comes in, and you know I just take the level down, you know, and yeah, I did just like I always have done it in the past, and it didn't work. One of the bumpers, y'all, I had it in there. I had the bumper for the something in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it was in there. It was done properly, and y'all, a little secret mouse told me that when I posted it, it was silence, and I went back, and y'all, it was just as correct as it could be, and y'all, then the birthday music yesterday. It was entirely too loud. It didn't take the music down like it was supposed to. And y'all, I don't know what I did wrong. And you know, like for the jalopy, you know, I used to be able to pull the sound and it would just repeat itself. Big Fatty, what do you mean that? I thought that was Vader's car. Well, it is kind of Vader's car, but you know, sometimes you have to sweeten it. Sometimes you just have to sweeten it. Yes, Big Fatty, sweeten it. But so y'all, I don't know what was wrong or what, but it wasn't one of my best. Big Fatty, that's really hard to imagine that even you would say it wasn't one of your best. How do you tell something like that? I don't know, but y'all, we're gonna try it again today and see if it works today. Because you know, I did a restart, and as you all know, most 94% of all problems are solved with a restart. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, y'all, I've tested, and this birthday music is working the way it's supposed to. So we'll see if it is correct when you listen to Mari or Hump Day, y'all. Today, Wednesday, Hump Day, the 24th. Y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big, very, there must be a lot of fucking that goes on in March, April, May, the middle of, the end of May. Yeah, that's about, that's around, I think that's around Memorial Day. Yes, Big, very, you have a Labor Day weenie, put on your white shoes and do some fucking, yes. But y'all, today, we're going to send out a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes to y'all. You met her a couple of years ago at the Pride 48. Y'all, it is Turnipin's sister, the radish head. Oh, Big Betty, we love radish head. She's so sweet. And y'all, then that Kiko Lombardi. Big Betty, have we ever met Kiko Lombardi? Not that I'm aware of, unless... Kiko Lombardi is a big fatty. Maybe Kiko Lombardi will call in with a so-so question. That'd be lovely. And y'all are our third celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, he's from over there at that Blom Time. Yes, Big Betty, they do a lot of drinking over there. It's true. Y'all, it's the quiet one over there. Y'all, it's Dr. P. Big Betty, is that where John Ong took his little kitty cat, was to Dr. P? Well, John Ong was trying to get his kitty cat to pee, but I don't think he took him to Dr. P. Big Betty, and y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it used to be on that Howdy Do Pancakes, and then to say the least, y'all, it is Calvin or Ed or whatever the hell he's going by these days. Big Betty, we miss hearing his dulcet tones. It's true, we do. So y'all, if you see Radish Head or Kiko Lombardi or Dr. P or Calvin/Ed/Cutie Patootie, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. Thank you for calling. Y'all, that of course is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for that totally original bumper that you've provided during the month of February. And y'all, let's get right to the questions. Yes, Big Fetty.
Hello, Big Fetty. This is Matthew from Spanking the Arthur. And Chubb's gone wild. And I have a so-so question for you. When you clean your glasses, what do you clean them with, and what direction do you go? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Y'all, that, of course, is Matthew Burlingame from up there, out there in the sack of tomatoes. Matt, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely always to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, it is lovely to hear his voice. This is indeed a so-so question, but I'm glad you ask it. Big Fatty does wear the specs, only to see with. I only wear the glasses so I can see. Yes, Big Fatty, when I clean them, and I may have mentioned this on the show before, I have this little cloth. And y'all, come to find out, it was given to me, years ago, by my mother. She says, this is the first little blanket that your grandmama, made for you. And it has a little border on there that she, sewed onto it and everything, but it's a real soft little blanket. And, you know, it's probably a foot and a half by 2 feet or something like that. So, you know, it's probably something I came home from the hospital. Big Fatty, that thing's ancient. It's true. And, y'all, it's just as soft as it can be. And, y'all, that is what I use to clean my glasses. I just use that soft cloth. I don't put any fluids on it or any. Betty, only you would use the word fluids. It's vulgar. I generally use a circular motion, when I am cleaning my specs. So I hope that answered your question. Big Betty, it answered more than we ever expected to hear. So anyway, y'all, our next question is from that Gus Chad. And that Gus Chad posted a question over there at the BFO today. And he says, Herbert Carter, I've got a so-so question. Did that Joey Bukkake from the Cream Puff show give up on posting new little shows? The last one posted on February the 11th, but was from sometime in January. I've asked him if he, and he says he'll be posting a new show, but never does. So I figured I'd try to ask you to see if we had to sound the bagpipes or something for the cocktails and kerfuffle little show. So did they pod fade? Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for coming to the source of all knowledge, it always lovely to get a question from you, Big Betty. We love little cats from him too. It's true, we do. But anyway, Gus Chad, I too have sent messages to that Joey Bukkake. Okay, where's my show? I need a little show, and. All I can say is there must be a lot going on up there in the Buffalo, New York. Big Fatty, I think I know what the problem is. What do you think it is, Poodle? Well, Big Fatty, you know, you announced that you and Granny were going up there to the Toronto, Northern Mexico, and perhaps they're putting in safeguards for stench. Because you're so much closer to Buffalo. Well, you may be right, but that doesn't explain why he hadn't posted before that. Just go with it. Just go with it. But Gus Chad, I don't think they've given up the ghost. I think maybe they're just maybe they just had to put the feet up. Fatty.
Hey, Fatty, Turniphead. Question: why is Bob my uncle? Cheers, thanks.
Big Fatty, what did he say? I don't know what he said. Big Fatty clearly was speaking Mexican. First of all, Turniphead, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, you're going to see his voice, too. It's true. Turniphead, I don't know what the fuck you said, so I can't answer it. The fact that I couldn't understand it definitely makes it a so-so question. Yes, Big Fatty, and you gave just a perfect answer for a so-so question. No answer at all. It's true. Y'all, our next so-so question, y'all, comes to us from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon posted this over. No, she sent an e-letter. She sent an e-letter to Big Fatty, and she says, "Our Big Fatty." Here is my final mediocre question, and the question is, did I win? And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you, whether it be on a question to Big Fatty, or the Veda and Bacon Chick. Yes, Big Fatty. This is indeed a so-so question, and you would just like Turniphead, you will not be receiving an answer because the answer will have to come from that Kathy Marshall. Big Fatty, doesn't she live around the corner from Calvin or Ed? I think so. And she'll probably take him a cake or something. Yes, Big Fatty. But that Peter G. Big Fatty, didn't that Peter G used to live out that way? He sure did. But he's probably not going to take him some cake. Oh, poor Ed.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Jay the Hawk Cub. And Hawk Daddy, just calling to say howdy, and I think we have a couple of useless questions for you. So don't cue the music, since it doesn't pertain to this segment. My question for you is, as a child, what was your favorite breakfast cereal? Oh, fascinating. And my useless question is, who is your hairdresser? So there you go, Big Fatty. That's our questions for today. Inquiring minds really don't need to know. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah. Take care of my honey when he's down there.
We love you.
Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Jay the Haunt Cub and Ron the Haunt Daddy. And first of all, gentlemen, lovely to hear your voices. You're sounding chipper as always. Chipper as always. And I appreciate your Big Fatty. He said they were useless questions. Well, you know, so-so, useless, mediocre, you know, blah, blah, whatever. But I appreciate you calling those in. And they are indeed so-so. The first one was about the Brofka cereals as a child. My mother was a she controlled our breakfast cereal intake, and basically the way I can remember it, there were really only four Brofka cereals that we ever had in the house on a regular basis. One was the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes with the Tony the Tiger. Another was the Snap Crackle Pop Rice Krispies. Another was the Cheerios. And every once in a while, we'd get to splurge and we'd get the Lucky Charms. Big Fatty, they're magically delicious. It's true. And I don't know that I had a favorite of those. You know, it's probably because we didn't get the Lucky Charms that often. That may have been the favorite, but that certainly was not the ones that we had most on a regular basis. Nowadays, if I was eating cereal, I'd just like a big bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes with a little bit of sugar and a lot of cold, ice-cold milk on it. Yes, Big Fatty. And Ron, your question about who is my hairdresser? well, this is also a so-so question. We'll call him Dave. Dave is my standard barber, but I would say that, a hairdresser really does the finishing touches, does all the special things, and there really is only one person that does all the special things to Big Fatty's head. Big Fatty, this is vulgar. Do you sure you want to reveal this? Well, I don't mind, y'all, and that would be Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty is, Miss Kitty does a lot of the finishing touches, you know, shaves the side of the head with the world's most expensive shaving system. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. And y'all, it's supposed to be raining and a chance of the tornadoes here in Charleston today. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber and that old crooked hat Adam Burns from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, how would you describe today's little show?
There are people who are titillated and appalled.
Oh, I get very titillated from being appalled.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.